CFRC marketing students showcasing some of the music that they chose for this year. That's coming up this afternoon at 2. And one of the top picks on there from Nate was Marussia as well.
Okay.
It's long, but it's good.
It's long, but it's good. I like that review just right there. It's long, but it's good. All right. We're going to start off with some Love Takes Miles from Cameron Winter. We've got Wonder Horse, Sampa the Great, and then we're going to go back to see what Hayden picked for 2025. This is the Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC. Thanks for listening, everybody.
announcement. I am with the pouches. They don't have the guts to match my prowess. Flawless, gorgeous, quote unquote, unquote, with all my flaws. Why they always sticking up their noses? It's just roundness. Premium rubber smelling all the roses. Face to face, I got that on the pauses. Pauses, haters, this an unofficial emancipation. Stick around, I'm glad you've been so patient. Fake it. Here's real life, there's no match to put on. But here's a piece of the message, let's get back to the song. Can't hold a flame that's reborn. I'm like an everlasting spark, can't drop the weight that I'm on. Peace, I know the seeds that I've sown, and I give birth to all this fruit just so that I can live on. Yeah, can't hold destiny, I must walk on. Can't choose peace, been down too long. True, I know that we will live on. Hear the passion in my voice when I keep playing the song.
Okay, why don't we break down Hayden's list a little bit? We can just talk about it, which maybe isn't fair. But he left us a beautiful list. And of course, I had to Google a few things, typical Hayden for me. I didn't know a few of these things, but you were mentioning Wednesday, and he's got Wednesday right in there as his honorable mentions for album of the year. But we can start right away. Alex G, Afterlife, album of the year for Hayden. What are our thoughts on that?
I don't think I've listened fully to the Alex G album. So that's on my list that I have to go away and listen to it.
That's what's great about year-end list. Alex G is always growing. This album was not like previous albums for me. And I think that's what his fans like. And there's still that element of weirdness. Title track out, Afterlife, we can play some of that. Also, Ethel Kane, that didn't surprise me. Amore, like absolutely some great ones in there. Rosalia. Okay, so there's one that it's on everybody's top five, it seems, and I've had to just get to know it in the last week because I'd never really heard it before. Madison, did you know this album very well?
I listened to it a couple of times. I was like, whoa, like no wonder it's on so many people's lists, but also it doesn't surprise me when it comes to Hayden because I think people would be surprised to learn that he's been a Rosalía fan for a long time. Like, he has been playing Rosalía. So I'm glad to see. I had to chuckle. I was like, yes, I know everyone has this on their list, but I knew that Hayden would as well because, yeah, he's been a secret, well, not so secret, Rosalía fan for a long time. Another one on there that I saw from him that I was really happy to see on there was the Boojums. They're so, so, so good. I just ordered their CD. It took a little while to get here, but I'm playing that a lot. That is such, such a good record. And I wouldn't have found it if it wasn't for Hayden. And so much of the great music that I've listened to in the last couple of years is because of Hayden. And he deserves his flowers for that because he seems to always somehow be ahead of the curve. Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised if some of the albums that I've like seen on here that I don't recognize, I will in a year be like, oh, Hayden was right.
Hayden was right. Uri, Daisy Cutter, there's another one. That's his Canadian album of the year. What a beautiful record that I quickly listened to and then discarded. Gee, that's a big surprise. And yeah, that's his Canadian album of the year. He's also got, again, Range, right? Toby, The Weeknd, there's Debbie Friday, and then Joel Plaskett as well. Like, so many great options for Canadian fans. Fan Club Wallet. We all love Fan Club Wallet. Really love that. And his song of the year. Did you check that out?
I haven't listened to it yet. I'm about to listen along with everyone else.
Right. Like, Hey Phone, I remember him mentioning this to me. And yeah, he went right for the J-pop for his song of the year. So thank you, Hayden. Like, we have to keep him in this conversation forever, because he teaches us a lot. And I just, as soon as this, he gave us this list, it was so organized as well. I'm like, yes. Fantastic. So we'll play some of the songs off of his right now.
But I'm alright, I don't deny it.
Hey, boy, now I dance my time.
Love you tight, I'm a good night, chocolate.
Okay, hold it, then it's at a million.
Don't knock light, what color night, I don't care.
Get money, get your paper.
It feels good sometimes. Everything, why you're complicated. Color me out, the toilet, now you sing. I like a addict called Dathane. 2022, you start the good day. I start the best day. I soak up, I soak up, I let the best day. I'm telling you, stay. My tell us, I'm rice for the weekend.
Hey, mama, do you remember him? Hey, mama, don't you remember him? Hey, mama, do you remember him?
I spend some time
killing my boy. Hey, mama, do you remember him?
Before you go, hit the deal, bye bye.
あなたの涙は僕には一際痛くて苦くて耐えきれば敵には知られたくないなこの弱点は君の願うストーリーとは違う方に来ちゃっただけで通りここに思い出増えたところで ちゃんとさよならが言えるように大抵大丈夫にはできてる死ぬわけでもないし I don't care if you're no key 本音とか言えたらいいのに その一言が遠い 呪文のように 溶けて消えてく
I can't
Sometimes killing like that.
Hey, mama, do you remember him?
Before you go, hit the deal, bye bye.
Hey, mama, do you remember him?
Can we be together? Like we used to be, who's I get up? Tamani, your darling, I want. Can we talk for it?
la amiga en Bangkok, un mal amor en Madrid y en México el blond, la mala hostia en Berlín y el este en Granada. El perre nació el coraje, pero el cielo nació en Buenos Aires. En Japón lloré y mis pestañas deshilé, y en la ciudad de cristal fue que me trasquilé. Pero el pelo vuelve a crecer, la pureza también, la pureza está en mí. Soy una santa, pero estoy blessed. Pero mi corazón nunca ha sido mío, yo siempre lo doy. Coge un trozo de mí, quédatelo pa' cuando no estés. Eres tu reliquia, soy tu reliquia.
sweet way the memories are made under a different name. But there's nothing I will trade if we're blind.
Playing our songs of the year. Chance was just in, and we were like, what's your song of the year?
Tarzan Boy, Baltimore. Like 0.1% of listeners to this song in 2025.
In 2025, Baltimore, Tarzan Boy.
Came out in 85.
Okay.
So it's an anniversary. 40-year anniversary.
What? Yeah. 40 years of Tarzan Boy. Amazing. So there's this little section of this song I want to just hold on. Is this it? Hold on. It's a little bridge here. Yep. Tarzan Boy, some of the most important songs of 2025. Fantastic. We're not laughing. We're enjoying.
We're glorying.
It's joyful. Yeah. It's joyful. Yeah. So coming up after Tarzan Boy, we're going to have Madison. She zoomed in from St. John. She's working for the CBC now and gave us some of her picks from 2025. She, of course, was Indie Wake Up Call and Between Friends for a couple of semesters and years here at CFRC. So we check in with her next. She had some great picks as well. But I think we're just gonna take this to where it needs to be. It needs to be more Tarzan Boy. Ready?
Yes.
I think our listeners all agree. So anyway, thanks, Chance. Thanks for your top pick of the year.
On a sunny afternoon.
You're up now. Just give us what you have for 2025.
Okay. I first of all have to kind of shamefully admit I haven't been so good at keeping up with my new music, especially since that I'm no longer, you know, have Indie and Between Friends to keep me fresh. Especially, you know, I now live in St. John's, Newfoundland. I've been moving a lot. It's all been new. And I feel like when I'm busy and moving around a lot, I'm super guilty of listening to my favorites and not so good at, you know, looking at new things. However, I did listen to some new music. I'll start with my runners-up for album of the year, and despite my best efforts to ignore it, I could not help but fall in love with Role Model this year. Seriously, his album Kansas Anymore, I was like, oh, Role Model, oh, whatever, until I actually listened to it and I totally got so hooked. All my housemates in university, I'm so sorry, because I probably played Sally every single freaking day. I'm not even kidding. Every time I get in the shower, turn it straight up to maximum volume. But the album as a whole, I bought the CD and I've been listening to it kind of ever since. I really tried my hardest to be I don't even care about Role Model. And then actually I had to admit that it totally just, he cast a little spell on me and I totally fell in love with the album.
You and I are always going to share our pop sensibilities, right? Like, I'm never ashamed. Like, and I would call Role Model like a pop outbreak, but also kind of weird and unexpected. And what genre is that? It is pop, but you're right. Like, it seemed like a stunt almost. And like that spot on SNL, people were kind of questioning it. I'm like, oh no, no, no. Like, this is real. This is real. But yeah, like, it was a great year for songs like that. Cause again, like, Sally was a song. Like, that to me was like, what a huge song that was. So yeah. What
Sally
else
was in constant rotation on Indie 88, like mainstream.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's interesting. It's accessible to all. Really? It is. Right. What else you got, Madison?
But my number one album of the year, and Rude kind of touched on it earlier, but Geese Getting Killed, oh my goodness. Like, that one was like top of my list. Like, ever since it came out, I just was listening to it on repeat, on repeat. It's really hard to pick a favorite song from that album. I really like Cobra. I really like Taxes, but my favorite, as it seems like, as is everyone else on the internet, Opay de Cocaine was so good. And it, like, I'm still not sick of it. Like, I'm still playing it, and it's good in the car, it's good in the headphones, it's good on a speaker. Like, it really, like, I couldn't get enough of it. And, like, you know, it's been, and, like, the album, I don't know, it doesn't get old on, like, a re-listen. And it comes in, like, pretty, like, wacky. Like, the first song on the record is, like, it's not one of the more standard ones. Like, it's, like really comes in and they're not, you know, has no illusions on what the rest of the album is going to be. Like, their first song, Trinidad, is, like, really, it's quite intense compared to the rest of the album. But this whole thing is just so good. So I couldn't get enough of it. And I also listened to quite a bit of Cameron Winter this year, although his album did come out in 2024. And now for songs, that one was up there, obviously, along with the rest of the ones on that album. But the song is not new, but it's new to me. And I figured it out once I got to St. John's. And at first I was like, everyone in this whole city seems to know the song and I don't. And it's St. John's Waltz by Ron Hynes. And Ron Hynes is like Newfoundland royalty. Like, Ron Hynes is like, he's a, I'm gonna call him Man of a Thousand Songs, and he is so good. And he's passed for some time now, but his music, like, tells, like, the story of Newfoundland and of this city. And, like, apparently, as the legend goes, the night that he passed away, all the lights went out in St. John's. And what? I'm not a believer in that sort of thing, however, that was pretty crazy. And, like, he's just such a great storyteller and songwriter. And anyone listening who knows Ron Hynes is like, yeah, this is not new. And I know that it's not, but it's new to me this year.
We're putting it in.
And yeah. You guys should certainly listen.
I have no idea. Okay, what else do you ask?
I've also got, for songs, Through My Teeth by Spacey Jane off their new album this year. Loved that one. Just so catchy. I just couldn't get enough of it. I really feel like, I don't know. I don't know if I would say Spacey Jane are strictly like pop. They had a bit of like a surf rock kind of indie thing going on. But they really reminds me of New Zealand and like Australasia, like that kind of thing. They really remind me of high school. And I think I really liked their 2020 record. That's my last year of high school. So I guess it really stuck out to me. But their new album this year, I really enjoyed. But Through My Teeth was a great one on there. And then the Olivia Dean, Sam Fender one, Rein Me In. That was so good. I just can't, I'm like, this year I've like given up all pretenses of being like, I just like pop had really just ticked all the boxes this year. I did something that made me feel good. It was good to sing along to, especially with so much change, graduating university, everything's changing. I'm like, wait, I just listen to music that makes me feel good. And that song is just amazing. Another one that's great to sing along to in the car. Yeah. And then as for artists that I've thought you guys might enjoy, because we haven't talked to you about music in a little bit of time, another artist that have been new to me since I've moved to St. John's, this band called Swimming. They just went on like a cross Canada tour actually, this summer, but they're so good. Trio from St. John's, really awesome music. Yeah, just like a local classic. And of course, in true St. John's fashion, they're all in like a million other bands as well, because that's just the way that it goes around here. But Swimming, out of all the ones that they're in, is my favorite. And Cindy, especially, I think you'll like these guys. They're called Cuerpos, and it's just a duo. And it's like they describe themselves as psych dub dance duo. And they're based in St. John's, but they're both, they've got Latin roots. So one of the artists is from Ecuador, another one, his family's from Chile. And like they just are so interesting and making such great like dance music, but it's also like I don't know, they play live as well and sing, and it's just like so good and so interesting. And they just finished up a South American tour, and now they're back in St. John's. So
I missed that again. What's their name again?
Cuerpos, like Cuerpos. And they're so good. So I kind of just dumped everything on you guys, but there's so much to go through there. I loved my pop, despite all of my, you know, best intentions. I fell in love with Role Model. Geese is awesome. And I couldn't help but sing along, really.
Please don't go falling in love, then disappear.
It's a great way to end 2025. We're playing some Sam Fender and Olivia Dean with Rami and As Per Madison.
Mm-hmm. And just wanted to take a moment to shout out a show that is happening tomorrow night at the Broom Factory with Slaves of Spanky. Unfortunately, they couldn't join us today, but wanted to give some love to them. Slaves of Spanky, Rocket Surgery, Hate Keech are all playing at the Broom Factory at 7 p.m. And all proceeds for this show go to the Food Sharing Project. Slaves might be a little spicy for us to play.
I tried
this early
back
in the morning.
In the day, it was not a good idea.
But they do have a family-friendly version of their music with their band Hey Kids. So we're going to play some What's Your Favorite Food? Well, it's Favorite Food. We're talking about the video for this back in the day at John's Deli.
So. I know. It's so millennial coded. Slaves of Spanky has a really loyal following. And it will be, if you don't know who they are, just go and report back to us.
Yeah.
We love them so much. So, yeah, that's a great way for the holidays to sort of really kick off. It's tomorrow night at the Broom Factory. So let's go. And thanks again. It's been a fun wrap up of 2025, these last two episodes. So all good times. All right. Let's see what the next year brings notice. But, yeah, we got some Hey Kids coming up with Favorite Food. And then we're out of here. Coastin's coming up next.
Have a great day.
Cheer. your favorite food? What's 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 your favorite food?
Here we go! Yeah.
Breakfast is the first meal of the day. I eat it when I wake up
before I go play.
A good old breakfast helps me get funky, so I eat a banana
and act like a monkey.
Cereal and toast, a glass of juice.
What kind?
Doesn't matter.
It helps me get loose.
I feel the best when my belly's got food in it. Didn't eat breakfast.
Oh, no, you didn't. What's your favorite food? 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 What's your favorite food?
With so much food in my shopping cart, it's hard to decide just where to start. When lunchtime comes, I prefer a sandwich, peanut butter and jam, or cheese and ham. It's up to you, dudettes and dudes. Everybody's got favorite foods. Broccoli steamed with carrots is classic for parents, but most kids don't care for it.
What's your favorite food? 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 Favorite food, favorite food, favorite food, favorite food.
Yo! Yo. Dinner time.
If you wanna be a winner when it's dinner time, take the food off your plate and cook it in a rhyme. Like pizza slices and mashed potatoes, string beans, fried green tomatoes, avocados by the slice, put them on top of a bowl of rice. And I don't know what all the fuss is about, I'm just rapping while I'm juggling.